This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our emergency medical, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout out to all of those people up there in the panhandle of Florida, around Pensacola, over in Alabama, and southwestern Georgia that are still doing recovery, search and recovery tonight. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, let's try a little analogy here. You ready?
Yes.
So the major violence is happening in the big blue Democratic cities run by blue mayors in blue states, and all those blue leaders can do is blame President Donald Trump. Is that about right?
Yeah, that about sums it up. Yep.
Okay. So, let's see here. Armed robberies are up. Crimes in general are up. Assaults are up. Murders are up. And they still want to blame the president, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay, they're trying to defund the police or reallocate funds from the police, and they're trying to say the police aren't doing their job too, right?
That's correct.
So here's my question to anybody and everybody. What are these guys, these people smoking that are saying this or popping down their mouths? Are they taking dope? I mean, stupid is as stupid does. Just keep voting blue, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to get the same results. And what is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result.
And they're not getting it, are they?
Well, no, as a matter of fact.
And, you know, I made a comment here in the chat room. You might have seen it. I said, I hope the people are ready for another smackdown of the Democrat blue dog, the blue dog face pony soldiers. You know, I thought I'd throw that back at them since they threw that back at us a while ago, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the thing of it is if anybody doesn't understand what I'm trying to say here, you know, I don't want to call these people stupid, but I am. Because they don't seem to understand that there's a better way of doing things, and I don't care how much free stuff you throw at them, the free stuff ain't making it either, folks, because ain't nothing free.
Well, no, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And I do think, though, Captain, I think we are going to be and have seen and have heard from people who are tired of just the same old voting for Democrats, and they're ready to, even as President Trump challenged a lot of people 4 years ago, try something different. What have you got to lose?
That's right. And just as I got off my little high horse there, got off my little step for a second, I'm going to throw something else out there. I was contacted by a listener in Minnesota. They explained to me about the Minnesota Freedom Fund. I'd seen the story earlier, so I did a little research on it, and then they helped me out by telling me some names here. The Biden and Harris staffers in Minnesota, 11 of them are involved in the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is a bail fund that helps accused people get out of jail after they've been arrested for riots or whatever they've been arrested for. A classic example, a day ago, was one person who was a habitual offender, never should have been released, came out and accosted a child, a young child, molested a child.
Yes, we understand. It's a 36-year-old man. He's charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct.
Yep.
In 2015, with a young girl about 8 years old, we understand, and a warrant was issued for his arrest back on June 25th. But he was bailed out with evidently money from the Minnesota Freedom Fund, according to this report.
Yeah. Now hold on a minute. We got a caller. Good morning. Who's this? Sean in Tampa.
Yeah. Hey. Quick point. It's free. You say nothing's free, but when you're not paying any damn taxes and you're getting everything for free, you don't give a crap. You just want more free stuff. And you know what I'm saying is a fact.
Yeah, but it's not free, and I'll explain in a minute.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, that's Sean. Now, here's what I mean by it's not free. What is Joe Biden going to do when he gets elected president?
He's going to raise taxes.
So how is it going to be free?
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody's going to pay something for this. Everybody, somewhere along the line, whether it's a sales tax, whether it's a tax on a tax, whether it's a import tax, whether it's a whatever. Everybody's going to pay something. And by the way, when they cut those checks that those people get and they take them to the check cashing places to cash a check, is that free?
Nope.
They have to pay for it, don't they?
That's right. Yeah.
So, again, I rest my case. Nothing is free.
Well, yeah, you know, Captain, of course, the idea that Biden's going to raise taxes, they try to camouflage it with, well, we're only going to raise taxes on the rich.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Well, hold that thought. And folks, when I come back, I'm going to get you going again here, because we've got a couple of states where, guess what? They are going to raise their taxes. They voted to do it. Their taxes are going to go up on the people that make the most money. And guess what's going to happen? They're already got the moving vans packed, and they're leaving the states. What's that going to do for them? What a bunch of morons. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on more than 4 years. And I found out about it just the way you did by listening to it on the radio. And, yeah, I was having some problems, still do for that matter. And I take Relief Factor because of those problems. But if you've got back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, hip, knee, foot pain, maybe you do a little bit of over-exercising or you do a lot of work, you work outdoors, construction, whatever the deal is, and you come home and you're just sore, this is the stuff that will help you. It's an all-natural product, number one. Everything in it is healthy. It's drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort that you have, too. By the way, it also supports healthy joints and muscles. So, for $19.95, you can start out with a 3-week quick start. That's all it costs for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. You'll know at the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. But go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you want to call in and order that way, you can do it as well by going to 800-500-8384. But you got to make sure you tell them the captain sent you, or they're going to charge you full price. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, where you know you're going to get the $19.95. Or if you call them, you got to remember, you got to tell them the captain sent you, they're going to charge you the full price. It's just the way it works. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You live in California, right?
Yep.
Are you one of their richest residents?
not by a long shot.
would we say that would be the Hollywood elitists would be the richest residents out there for the most part?
Well, sure, yeah, Hollywood elitists, and then others, big time investment people, that kind of thing. Sure.
Well, the state of California and the governor's office yesterday released a press release that said they struck a deal to hike all the taxes on the richest residents in California, but there's just one little problem.
What's that?
the moving vans were being ordered 5 minutes later.
No kidding. No kidding. And do you know, Captain, that there are those who in California in the legislature who want to be able to continue to tax high earners or high, you know, wealthy individuals for 10 years after they leave California, saying that they made all their money in California and that we deserve it or they deserve it.
Well, Ben Shapiro is not rich by any stretch of the imagination. He's a Harvard graduate. He has a radio show. You see him on television from time to time. He's a young man with a bright career ahead of him. And I believe he's got a website, the publication called The Daily Wire. Is that correct?
Right, right.
All right. He just announced that they were moving out of California to Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow, very cool.
And the reason they're doing that is twofold. Number one, no state income tax.
That's right.
And number two, the property taxes are pennies on the dollar compared to what he's paying where he's at. He's going to get a bigger facility in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, and save a lot of money, and he'll be able to give his people a pay raise. And I heard him say it last night.
Yeah, you see, that is you know, a common sense, basically. And you know, Captain, remember many years ago, Howard Jarvis spearheaded Proposition 13 in California.
I remember.
Well, they're trying to undo that now with another ballot initiative, and they're saying, well, it would start with only, I think, commercial, kinds of property, but they'll be coming for homeowners, and that means they'll reassess your value at the market value,
and
so many people would have a tax hike they just couldn't afford.
So they want to put more companies out of business in California.
Exactly.
And don't give a rat's ass. Okay, well, here's the second one. Okay, New Jersey. No surprise, because we've already heard New York's going to do it. But the governor of New Jersey said, lawmakers agreed today to increase taxes on millionaires, but it's just millionaires.
It's just millionaires. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the math, okay? I'm a family-owned business. I've got two or three stores. I'm doing $1 million a year. I qualify as a millionaire.
Exactly. See, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What it's designed to do is make it's a class warfare type of thing.
Yep.
It makes you say, oh, those people are bad because they're millionaires. But you're right, Captain. These are small businesses that can make that kind of money, but they pay all their employees and sometimes don't pay themselves a whole lot.
Yeah. Now, I kind of gave you an assignment yesterday when I told you what I found out about Black Lives Matter and the Founders Group. You're aware of where I'm going right now, right?
Well, yes, I believe so, in terms of the underlying philosophy.
No. In terms of the money, Black Lives Matter and their Founders Group is fiscally sponsored by pro-Chinese organizations with direct ties to the Chinese Communist government.
See, and that is not
Black Lives Matter. And I'm not blowing smoke. I'm not making this up. This is a major story that's coming out from Fox that has not been reported by any other network, because God forbid if you knew about that one.
Right, yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, what's the old saying? Follow the money. You know,
and that's it. And this is the thing. Okay, everybody's going, well, I'll be. Well, how come Barr isn't doing this, and how come Trump isn't doing that, and how come the FBI and they are doing that? But it takes a while to be able to dot the I's and cross the T's. You don't just snap your fingers and like magic cakes, you got it in front of you. It takes a while because you have to be able to prove beyond any reasonable doubt when you start accusing somebody of something that you can nail the case and nail those people to the wall. And I have all the confidence in the world in Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham that they are going to net some huge results soon.
Yeah, well, I would agree. I would agree. And, of course, you know, when we talk about foreign interference in our elections and back with the whole Russia hoax and this kind of stuff, but when there's money coming from pretty much what amounts to an adversary of the United States, at least geopolitically speaking, you know, then that actually does raise some eyebrows, because if you're promoting alien philosophies, you know, and under the guise of social or racial justice, this kind of thing, then that can be a very, very detrimental thing to our national security.
And again, I'll repeat this for the people that don't understand and I don't want them to misunderstand. The Black Lives Matter Founders Group, the people that founded Black Lives Matter, are fiscally and financially sponsored by a pro-Chinese organization, which is a part of the Chinese Communist government itself.
Right, and I think part of their underlying thing too is Marxism as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so again, and when we learned about Marxism in school, we learned about it again as an alien philosophy that
it
would
is.
Absolutely tear down the United States of America if given the chance. And but yet these people are seemingly adhering to it.
Now again, you're out there in California, right?
Right.
Well, remember you saw California Governor Newsom and Senator Kamala Harris on some sort of property looking at the wildfire damage?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately for them, they did not get permission to be where they were at, and the California family that owned the property where they were peeking around and snooping around says that they were guilty of trespassing on private property just for their wildfire photo op, and how do you like them apples?
Yeah, it is interesting, and of course, typically if people are sort of okay with that whole scenario, they usually meet with the governor, they meet with the politician. I don't know that they did this here, to be honest.
No, they just walked up and did what they did and never said a word to anybody. Of course, the property owners weren't there because they'd been burned out of their property and they were outside the area, but they recognized the fact that they were standing right in front of what they owned, who used to own their home.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think, yeah, you're right, Captain. I think that they said, you know, they hadn't even been back to their property yet, and yet they see the governor and the senator standing there, basically, you know, as a backdrop.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a home. It was there was a lot of wide open property. It was like the ranch or something, mm-hmm. and they were looking at the everything that was destroyed there. But it was their property, and they were amazed that the governor just paraded onto the land and for a photo op. And by the way, these people are Democrats, so that's even more amazing.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Well, again, the Democrat elite of which Newsom and Harris qualify, obviously, they're part of the Democrat elite. Again, this is they do what they do, and you're just supposed to follow them, vote for them, you know, learn at their feet, this kind of thing. But I think they're actually, you know, kind of teeing off some of the of Democrat faithful as well in many ways.
Yeah, now we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you about the rally that the president had last night in Washington, or Wisconsin, rather, and he made a couple of announcements there, which are very significant, and also had a couple of announcements during the day. Ivanka was here in Tampa yesterday. That was kind of interesting. I didn't go, but I saw where she was at, or where she was and what she was doing. And we're also going to tell you about a major U.S. city. It may not be one you're thinking about, where the murder rate is up 52%, and the majority of the victims now are black or Latino. They're killing themselves. All right, I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Just starting to get interesting. Get the popcorn ready there, gang. I'll be right back right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a private call with federal prosecutors across the country, Attorney General William Barr's message was clear. Aggressively go after demonstrators who continue to cause violence. Barr pushed his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges whenever possible to keep a grip on cases, even if the defendant could be tried in a state court instead of federal court. Federal convictions often result in longer prison sentences. The Trump administration's crackdown has already led to over 300 arrests on federal crimes in the protests since the death of George Floyd. Many are accused of violent crimes, such as arson for hurling Molotov cocktails and burning police cars, and assaulting law enforcement officers. Pockets of violence continue to pop up in cities including Portland, Rochester, New York, Minneapolis, Louisville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Larry Elder is going to be in Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk and Phil Grandy and myself. I will be the moderator for the evening down there at what's being called the Salem Conservative Summit. Tickets can be found online at theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. Love to see a bunch of people there at the Hyatt Regency. Now, we're limited to space down there, so you need to get with the program if you want your tickets, and don't dally. We're only going to be able to have about 200 or 250 people there because of the spacing and all that stuff. So that's the answer, Sarasota, theanswertampa.com, the 23rd of October. All right, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to know what I know, I've been saving money every year for the last 15 years on my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance, too, because I bundle the two together, and it gets me a tremendous rate. Plus, knock on wood, there you go. If you're a safe driver, 10% every year, and there's some other things now that they're giving you discounts on, too. Plus, they've lowered their rates 15% during the pandemic here. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller waiting patiently on the line. I'm going to go there right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain, Professor. This is Mike in Clearwater.
Hello, Mike.
You know, one thing that really gets me is the hypocrisy. Most of these Democrats are hypocrites. You know, you look at Nancy Pelosi going into a salon that's supposed to be closed and getting her hair done, and she says, oh, I was set up. You know, if Nancy Pelosi was so concerned about homeless people and people who are underprivileged and whatnot, why doesn't she give up her $100 a pint ice cream and sell her $30,000 refrigerator and donate that money to these people. So the American people need to realize these are people that are, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
That's right.
I don't mind helping homeless people. Just keep them the hell away from me.
Yep.
And it's hypocrisy.
Yep.
And I wanted to see your comments, you and the professor.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. And Mike brings home a very interesting point. And, you know, the Democrats are always trying to do this. Well, we want to do this, 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 and this. But then in the meantime, they turn around and do six things and screw you backwards on the other side of the fence. But your turn.
Oh, sure. Well, and the reason that she wouldn't, you know, sell what she has to give basically to the poor is because she would rather give them your money than her money,
mm-hmm.
for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, again, it's almost like an out of sight, out of mind. The far left and the Democrat elite, in many ways, simply use homelessness as just another backdrop for their own political gain. And so, honestly, if they were able to try to really solve these problems, well, they wouldn't have something really to campaign on anymore,
yeah.
basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the other part of it. They all have PACs. They all get money for campaigns, and PACs will come to them and say, we want you to do this, this, and this, and for it, we'll give you the maximum. We can give you $500 a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is. I think it's $500 a day. It may have been raised. In other words, if I come to your office every day for the next 5 days, I can give you $2,500, no strings attached, just to sit there and talk to you, and it goes to your PAC. You put it in there. You're supposed to use it for your reelection, but you can use it for expenses. So here's where I'm going with this. Nancy Pelosi needed a freezer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has a campaign, right?
Right.
She has staff, right?
Right.
They're putting things in there that maybe the campaign, when they're at her home, they put their lunches in there or whatever. Plus, she's got ice cream that maybe she shares with a few people when they come in and out, right?
Right.
It's for the campaign, right?
Right.
Tax deduction.
Tax deduction, a business expense.
Tax deduction, business expense. Bingo!
Yep.
Okay, so see what I mean when I say whatever they do, they turn around and they always reciprocate six times over on the other side. That's what happens.
Well, exactly right. And again, you know, Captain, you know, people who don't usually have, quote-unquote, a lot of money, they're not well-to-do, but they are charitable. And they give to their church, or they give to different groups that actually do help people. There are real people out there across the highways and byways that are doing good things, and yet, just as Mike in Clearwater was talking about, yeah, Nancy Pelosi is not going to go do something like that, per se.
By the way, I just saw Joe Biden at his town hall. There's a replay of his town hall up here saying that teachers have already died because of COVID, coming in contact with COVID-positive students. I mean, come on. There's a lot of contributing factors to this. He's not, again, they're cherry-picking the facts, and I'll get to that in a minute. I want to go back to Donald Trump in Wisconsin last night, announcing a new round of farm aid to help out the farm families and saying, look, you people have had farms in your families for 100 years. You don't want to lose them because of the estate taxes and this, that, and the other. We've done some things to help you to get rid of the estate tax so you can keep it in the family, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think about all that?
Well, yeah, it's about $13 billion, basically, that he's going to is announcing for that farm aid. And of course, you know, one of the backbones or part, a major part of the backbone of our country is the family farm. These they get passed down from generation to generation. And you know something else, Captain? People have had a real, there's been a real renaissance.
Yep.
And the idea of we need farmers, you
yep.
know, especially during COVID, you know, we don't need many of the other things in our life, but
yep.
we absolutely need farmers.
Yep. And I came off a family farmer when my dad passed away and I was the oldest son. He gave me an opportunity to take it, but he says, I don't really want you to do it. He says, because you've already started as a firefighter and you're going to have a lot better career as a firefighter than you are being a farmer, worrying about what's going to happen if we have a crop failure or a hailstorm comes storming through here and knocks down all the trees, et cetera, which we saw more than once, I might add. I said, you got a point there, so I didn't worry about it. We sold the property up for real estate, and that took care of that. But anyway, I want to mention about the president and the fact he was signed an executive order for the education, according to the 1776 project versus the 1619 project, which is the Black Lives Matter group that's in there trying to revert our history back to 1619, saying, well, that's when the country was really founded.
Well, no. I mean, it's patently false that the country was founded in 1619.
Correct.
It was actually, I guess the technical term is, it was actually a different thing up till the Declaration of Independence in 1776. That's when our country was founded. And it was founded with, as you like to say at the top of every show, right, on Judeo-Christian values. Mm-hmm. And it was unique, and it was historic, and it was a new day. And honestly, to say different, I think, is just be completely disingenuous. But that's where the process started to have a better country for all people. And we have seen this, and we've seen our country, as I like to say, going in the right moral direction ever since 1776.
And you know, they still don't talk in the 1619 thing about the Indian wars that they had, where they actually fought the Indians, the settlers, beat the Indians, and in some cases enslaved the Indians and put them to physical hard labor for rebelling against them, for fighting against them. And none of that is being mentioned, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess nobody ever knew the story about Hawkeye and Chingachgook.
Well, right. And of course, you know, Captain, the founding fathers themselves, they established a document in the U.S. Constitution that could grow and could change, again, going in that right moral direction, and it wasn't something that was always in the sense that at the time slavery existed in parts of the nation and so forth, but this was something where we could always be moving forward. And that's the kind of history perspective we need to have.
All right, let's get to this real quick. Homicides are up in a major city by 52% on top of the records they've already been making, as a vast number of the majority of victims now are now black or Latino. What city is that, Kyle?
That would be Chicago.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, my mind right away went to L.A., went to maybe New York because of the fact I said blacks or Latino. Might have even been Philadelphia, where we've seen a spike in violence there. But on top of the record amounts of people that have been getting shot and killed in major cities, Chicago is up 52% on top of that.
Yes, and it is a very, very sad statistic. And, of course, this is, unfortunately, nothing really new in the sense that we've had for a very, very long time black-on-black crime in cities like Chicago, especially Chicago, that unfortunately don't make the news every day. And so, it blows our mind to think that, well, you're not really seeing black leadership and other leadership, just community leadership, really trying to do something about the shootings that happen every single day and weekend in that city.
Yeah, and I want to say hello to Sondi and hello to LJ and hello to everybody in the chat room. And Sondi just said, yep, government raising taxes. Yep, Captain, those officials are morons. All right, we're going to be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And oh boy, there are still life-saving rescues and recoveries going on in the hurricane zone up there where Sally came ashore, especially in a panhandle. Frank Silvato's directly in the middle of it. I hope you'll be able to hear from him at 5 o'clock. He's got no phone service, but he's going to try to make a call from a hilltop. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that. And we are going to be giving you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now. Still got a lot of flooding. And by the way, the bridge on I-10... The 3 mile bridge on I-10 Pensacola is out, so you are not going to be able to go back and forth without a huge delay on I-10 in the Pensacola area. I would strongly suggest that you take the detour before you get to Pensacola over by Mobile, get up there and go across the southern part of Georgia and then cut down into Florida once you clear Pensacola. So, this portion brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest near you. Go in there and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and enjoy a free cup of coffee. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
WCCR right there, Barn on the Bayou, and we're going to get right over to the weather right now because I got to read your weather statement, and then we'll go from there. Now, as I said, I-10 Pensacola, you're going to have a big traffic problem there. I'll get into all that in a minute after Kyle tells you what he's going to tell you. But we got heavy rainfall, flooding, gusty winds, and a risk of a few tornadoes continuing over portions of the southeastern part of the U.S., namely up into North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, the coastline, as this thing heads out to sea, which it's doing. Sally is gradually weakening, and it is doing that too. Elsewhere, critical fire weather conditions linger over parts of Oregon, Northern California, and the Great Basin, along with poor air quality for much of the West. Cooler weather prevails along the upper Midwest all the way into New England with freezing or sub-freezing temperatures. We'll get into that in a minute, but Kyle, take it away with the West.
And thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Oregon tonight, and this is going to be in the Cottage Grove area. There's a severe thunderstorm that is reported there, and the hail, we understand, is about 1 inch in size, quarter-size hail, we understand. As we're looking at the radar, we're seeing the precipitation come up from that area, also around the Medford area, Eugene, Salem, Portland, on up into Seattle. But that severe thunderstorm is in that area. As we were talking about, of Cottage Grove, so coming up the 5 freeway into Oregon up to towards Eugene, Oregon, or if you're coming southbound on the 5, you want to be careful in that area. Now, there's a flash flood watch over a lot of a large part of the rest of the state right now, extending north, and this is going to be east of Salem, east of Portland as well, as this weather system is there. We're seeing it on the radar. And then also throughout all of Washington State, we still have air quality alerts as well. This goes all through the most part of the state of Montana, including Helena and Billings, also moving down through Idaho, where we have fire weather warnings again. So we do have some contrast. We have some cooler temperatures, especially in Washington and Oregon, but we've got that dry fire weather warning going on in Idaho, and this, of course, in the Boise area as you're coming down the 15 freeway. Idaho Falls, Pocatello, and so forth. All this extends down through Utah, Salt Lake City, Provo, all the way down into Arizona to Kingman, also in the Las Vegas area, and most of the state of Nevada. Lake Wind Advisory up near Reno, Carson City area. That's I-80 and California Highway 395. So be careful there. And of course, we also have air quality alerts throughout the central part of California. And in Southern California, the Bobcat Fire, now up to 55,000 acres, burning northeast of Mount Wilson. That's the Angeles Crest Highway area. And they've got some evacuations that are going on there as well. Down in the southwest in Phoenix, we're looking still at triple digits, but in Southern California, we're looking to have some cool down as we have a low pressure system moving in. But be careful there in Southern Oregon along the 5 with that thunderstorm tonight.
All right, we got some rain in Texas along towards Midland, north and south of Midland, about 50 miles in each direction. So that's what it's looking like in Texas. In the meantime, there is some flooding conditions still in western Louisiana along the I-10 corridor down towards the Gulf of Mexico from the hurricane prior to this, Hurricane Laura. But over in the panhandle of Florida, Pensacola East over to about, certainly Navarre, and almost to Panama City, you've got a number of roads that are still closed, a number of flooded areas. You've got the I-10 bridge, or call it the 3-mile bridge over there, also has been hit by a barge, and a whole section of road's been taken out. Water is actually structurally damaged, they believe. Some of the other, there's one more bridge there that they believe it may have structurally damaged with a surge that's come through there, and they're not allowing any traffic on the bridge, which means you can't drive back and forth across the bay. You have to go all the way around, and going all the way around means you've got to go up to Georgia to come back down to that area. So be advised of that. Now,
fog on the East Coast, Jacksonville. The rain is pretty much all the way up into the coast of North Carolina and over towards Virginia. It's going out through Chesapeake, out into the ocean. We do have some activity where there's some rip tides along the East Coast of the United States. So Sally is just a memory of what it did, and it did a lot of damage in the Pensacola area, Mobile area, Gulf Shores area. A lot of homes destroyed. Frank Silvato, I hope, will be able to get to us in the 5 o'clock hour. He has no power. He's living in an RV because he got in an RV and drove out of the area to get away from the storm, number one. Number two, he's headed back today. All the cell towers are down, so he's not sure if he'll have cell service, but he's going to try. So we'll see what happens there. Now, cold temperatures from northeastern North Dakota up to the Canadian border, all across the northern part of Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities and Duluth. Hard freeze warning up there. Northern part of Wisconsin, frost and a hard freeze warning to the north. Green Bay over in northern Michigan, as well as northern Wisconsin. You have got freeze and frost warnings up there. Further north you go, the colder it gets. And then over in upstate New York, along Lake Ontario, and from Watertown over east through the Adirondacks up to the Canadian border, you've got a freeze and a frost advisory in many places there, as well as Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and all of northern Maine tonight is under a hard freeze advisory. So be advised, you guys going up there from Florida to grab your french fries up there in French Fry Land up there, you better make sure your diesel fuel is right before you even get within 200 miles of Maine, because you're liable to have a real shocker there. But, Kyle, the weather is just all screwed up. And then we've got Tropical Depression number 22 down in the southwestern Gulf of New Mexico. And it is coming, and the projected path shows rain all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, all the way to the Mexican border.
It certainly does, Captain. And right now it's a depression, but it's going to spin up a little bit more into a storm, we believe.
It'll be a tropical storm.
Yeah, and it probably will not form into an actual hurricane.
And it'll have rain, and it's going to make a left turn somewhere, they believe, in Texas. But there's a lot of rain on the right side of this storm that's going to definitely take it over through Louisiana into Mississippi and could actually go right back into the Mobile area with some of the outer bands of rain. And they certainly don't need it.
They don't. There's with all the flooding and saturation, absolutely.
And by the way, it's going to also approach through the Hurricane Laura area where they've got flooding still, and they certainly don't need it.
Exactly right.
And this is another just unbelievable scenario. By the way, we still have some storms out there in the Atlantic, and we just had another system drop off the Atlantic yesterday that's a little further south than the rest of them. And we'll get into all that when we come back in the next hour. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Got a lot of stuff to talk about there. We're not done talking politicking, I'll guarantee you. And I'll be back with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.